And we are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur, talking about being makriv as a baal mum. Baruch Hashem, thank God, v'siyata d'shmaya. In the previous shiurim, we saw such neflos gedolos mitoras Hashem. And there's so much more to say, just a welt of material on this topic. And I am so gratified to be able to share some of it with you. Kotze shebe kotze. Now we will continue. Again, this is based on the Torah of Mori Rabbi, Hagaon Gadol, Rabbi David Yitzchak Mann, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Pasuk Chof Aleph, it says, Kol ish asher bo mum mizera Aaron, HaKohen lo yigash lakriv et ishe Hashem. Mum bo, et lechem elokav lo yigash lakriv. Any man who has a blemish from the seed of Aaron, a Kohen, should not approach to be makriv, to sacrifice the Ishei Hashem, the fires of God, Karbanus. Mumbo, he has a mum, can't be the sacrificer. Es lechem elokav lo yigash lahakriv. The bread of Hashem, he should not approach to sacrifice. Umized darshu b'mesechet b'chorot b'daf mem gimel amud bet. Sugiya matchila b'daf mem gimel amud aleph b'tachtit amud. Hagemara mitzatetet po at pasuk kol ish asher bo mum mizera Aaron. אומרת הגמרא, איש ששווה בזרעו של אהרון. A man who is equal בזרעו של אהרון, because the Mishnah had stated various mumin, which aren't really mumin for animals, but they are mumin, they are considered blemishes when it comes to a human being. So the Gemara says that how do we know that these mumin, these blemishes, pass a person? Rabbi Yechanan says, because of this pasuk, and we darshan that the only person who is able to sacrifice is Kol Asher Bo Mum Yizera Aharon. He has to be Shaveh B'Zaro Shel Aharon. Rashi says, Ish HaShaveh B'Zaro Shel Aharon Hu Deba'ei Muma Ha'en Shaveh B'Zaro Shel Aharon B'lo Muma Nami Mifsal. If you're equal to the Zera Aharon and you're physical structure, then you can bring karbanos. But if you're not equal to Zera Aaron, if you have this difference, one of these pseudo mums, we'll call them, which aren't actual mums, but enough to make you different, then you can't be makriv. You have to be shava b'zara shel Aaron. Only if you're shava b'zara shel Aaron, domeh l'shal Zera Aaron. Rak hu nifsal b'mum. If you're shava b'zara shel Aharon, you're pasul b'mum. But if you're not shava l'zara shel Aharon, like those in the Mishnah, you're pasul, the person is pasul, I don't want to say you're pasul, the person is pasul, even though it's not a mum mamish. Shoelet ha-gmara, mai ika b'in muma l'she'eno shava b'zara shel Aharon. Rashi, מה יעיקה בין כהן הנפסל במום גמור לכהן הנפסל משום שאין שווה בזרעו של אהרון? דהיינו כלי, כילון ולפתן וכל הנך. So what's the difference between somebody who's passled ממש because of a mum and somebody who's passled because he's not שווה לזרעו של אהרון? Like כילון, which the Mishnah says that means his head is sharp at the top and then it gets wider as it goes down. So he's got a funny looking skull. Or liftan, his head is like a lefes. It's like a turnip. Doesn't actually taste like a turnip, but has the shape of a turnip. Wide on the bottom, the top, and narrow on the bottom. So he's got this, again, this funny looking head. So what's the difference between a mum And Eino Shabbat Bizarra Shal Aharon. Ona Meshiva Gemara. Ika Mishum Achulei Avodah. Muma Mechil Avodah. תכתיב מומבו לא ולא יחלל שאינו שווה בזרעו של אהרון לא מכיל עבודה. The question is, the person מחל לי עבודה. If he's אינו שווה בזרעו של אהרון, he's not מחל לי עבודה. And if he ממש has a mum, then he is מחל לי עבודה. He does desecrate the avoda, so that's the difference between the two. Shuelat Hagmara, Ma'ika Ben Sheino Shave Bezaro Shel Aharon Mishum Marit Ayin. There's another psul of Maris Ayin that it doesn't look good to the eye. Shemusim Lirot. Rashi Omer Kagon Shenashru Risei Einav V'Shenatlu Shinav. So those that are disgusting to look at, it's not pleasant to look at, like his eyelashes fell out, or his teeth fell out. So what's the missing Eino Shav? That's not Eino Shav Zara Shalar, and that's a problem of Maris Ayin. So Nagamara Ika Binayu Asei. Maze Ika Binayu Asei. Rashi Masbir Misha Eino Shav Bezaro Shalar On Over Baasei. Imavad. Somebody who's not Shavu Bizarre Shal Aharon is over in an essay. Because the Pasuk is Dachi Mashma, Shavu Bizarre Shal Aharon Abe Kohen. Viavod, Shinazo Shavu Lo Yavod. Blaba Bamachlal Asay Asay. Because it says, Kol Isha Sherbo Mumi Zera Aharon. So if you look like Zera Aharon, you should work. Mashma that if you're not, then you shouldn't work. So it's a Lava Bamachlal Asay, which is an essay. Whereas if it's just Maris Ayin, he's not even over on an essay. Okay, so that's very cool, Baruch Hashem. And that would be the whole sugya bePashtuso lefishitas Rashi, but the Rambam in the sixth parak of Bias Mikdash, in the seventh halacha, writes bePsul Mum shemitzad eino shava bizaru shel Aharon. Im Ovad Loike, oh my gosh. The Rambam says that if somebody has a mum that's Eino Shove Bizarro Shel Aharon, if he does the Aveda, he gets Malchus. You hear that? He gets Malchus for Eino Shove Bizarro Shel Aharon. V'kvar Tamashama Mishnela Melech, Echa Rambam Kotev Shuloke, V'rei Lehedya Bagmara. שיש כאן רק מצוות עשה, ועל מצוות עשה אין לו קין. אז הוא הניח את זה בצריך עיון, וגם דן בזה בספר תוספות יום טוב, בפרק זין במסכת בחורות, במשנה ג'. אז התפקיד שלנו זה לנסות ליישב את הרמב״ם. How we can understand the Rambam? The Rambam says that if somebody has a mum of Eino Zara Shal Aharon, Eino Shava Bizara Shal Aharon, he gets Malchus. And the Mishnah Lamelech says, what Malchus? What Malchus? It's an assay. You don't get an assay from Malchus. Zo akushia. Az lefi dvareinu, lo'or ma shelamadnu b'shiurim hakodmim, nuchal lomar kach, shema shekatuv bapasuk, chaf alef, kol ish asher bo mum, mizera aharon, lo yigash lahakriv, ikaro klapei shem hagavra. That pasuk, we said that's two psulim. There's a psul gavra and there's a psul muma. There's one psul that the etzem gavra becomes a mechus of a pasul because of this mum, and another that it's the mum that passes. The mum is the sibus hapsul, not the gavra. As amarnu shezeh avdel ben pasuk yotzayin liyotchet. As rashi v'nachum pasuk chaf alef. אז שם יקרו כלפי שם גברה, כי כתוב בפסוק. לגבי הגברה, כל איש אשר בו מום, אז מדובר פה באיש, בגברה, שהוא מזרעו של אהרון, הנותן לו דין עבודה. שבמקרה כזה, כשמום בור, אינו בכלל מה שיש בזרעו של אהרון. If he has a mum, so he's not included in Zera Aaron. He's not a gavra that's kosher la'avoda. And on that, it says in the end of the pasuk, mum bo et lechem elokecha. Lo yigash la'akriv. Rashi mefaresha mitorat kohanim that it's coming to be memayet when a person's mum passes. When a person's mum passes, it's beseder, he could do the avoda. והיינו שמכיוון שאינו מחמת המום עצמו, since we're not dealing with the etzem mum, but rather what it does to the gavra, the shaft of psul in the gavra. Now the pasuk is talking about a mum kavua, but mishkachas leisha over muma vein kana mokom laharich. So this gavra has this mum. As yesh hava mina שכל שכבר חל בו שם זה והופקע מהעבודה שנתנה לזרעו של אהרון, שוב אין מה שיחזירן על העבודה. ועל זה כמה שמלן הפסוק שההפקעה רק בעוד המום בו ולא אחר כך, ולכן כשר הוא כשעבר מומו. אז ההבה, what's the ההבה מינה? That since he has a chalos, this gavra has a chalos shame of a person with a mum, so that's mafkia him from the aveda that was given to Zara Shel Aaron, and therefore nothing can bring him back. It's farfallen, it's galostin, it's lost. Ein shum yesh ba'olam klal except for here. He's finished. So kamash malan that no, he's not. Kamash on the pasuk that the hafka of the gavra is only when he has this mum, but kisha ovar mumo, he's back on the team, if you will. V'chein mevuar inyan ze midrashat Torat Kohanim shemum bo memaet shelo lefsol oto ve'et bino v'treifa v'yotzei dofen hapsulim ba'behima. וסל כדעתך תהוא הדין אדם מקל וחומר. עיין שם בדרשה בתורת כהנים. והרי בנידון כלפי אותו ואת בנו לעבודה, תהיינו עבודת אב ובן, אין כאן דבר נוסף בו שנאמר שמשום זה אסור הוא בעבודה, אלא היא הגדרה בעצם הגברה שם של עבודת אותו ואת בנו, וכן הוא בטריפה ויוצאי דופן. שם דבר נוסף, אלה הם במציאות הכהן. והיינו כנל, דהכי מהיר יקרא, ועל זה נאמר ששם גברה הפסול, הוא רק במה שמום בו, ולא על ידי דבר אחר. ומשום הכי, אלו קשרים הם. So the Torah's Kohanim makes another interesting drasha. That mumbo is memayet, that excludes a case. In other words, it's going to be kosher if it's oso ves beno. Normally, we have a rule by korbanis that oso ves beno lo sushchatir mamuchad is a psul. But if you have the avoda of a father and a son, that's not going to be pasul. A treifa, an animal that's a treifa, is pasul. Aval lo kohen. Yotzei Dofen, born in an irregular way, but not a Kohen, these all pass to the behema. And Salka Daitach, that the same applies to a person, the Medrash even makes a Kal V'chomer. Now there, in these cases of Oso Ves Beno, it's not something additional that would aser him in the Avoda. Rather, it's a Hagdoro in the Etzim HaGavro that he has a shame of avodas oso ves beno. He's working and his son's working, so that's magdir the avodas oso ves beno, him and his son. him be'etzim and his son be'etzim, the people themselves, not something external. So to a treifin yotzei dofen, him be'metzius ha'kohen, they are part and parcel of who the kohen is. And that's what the pasuk is talking about. It's talking about the gavra. It's not talking about the mum. It's talking about what the mum does to the gavra. But ultimately, we get to the gavra. It's a psul gavra. And on that, it says, "Shem gavra pasulu rak b'ma shemum bo." It's only the mum that pasuls. Nothing else. And therefore, they're kosher. And therefore, we can be memayet also ves beno, and the mum that passes, etc. And this is not from a superfluity in the pasuk, but rather it's from the pasuk itself. The pasuk is telling us that it's the Shem Gavra, kol ish asher bo mum mizera aron. So we're talking about the Gavra, and that's Mimayet. Only mum, but nothing else. Because they don't have the Siba of the Mum to pass all the Gavra. L'fizeh nimtza she'eino shaveh b'zaro shel Aaron she'nechlal b'chal ma she'ketuv pasuk chaf alef harei af al pi she'ein bo Mum כמו שכתוב ברש"י בבחורות ומשום כך אמנם אינו מחלל עבודה ומשום שחילול עבודה לומדים ממה שכתוב בפסוק חף ג' כי מום בו ולא יחלל, דהיינו שהיות המום הוא המחלל ולא שם הגברה. ולכאורה לשיטת הרמב״ם ששני עניינים שונים מהם, מום קבור ומום עובר, מנה לעניין חילול עבודה דהו הדין שכן הוא במום עובר. ודאי מנאמר הדין רק על מום קבור דחמיר. So it emerges that Eino Shave B'Zara Shel Aharon, that's alluded to in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, even though he doesn't have a mum like Rashi and Bechoro says, and therefore he's not Mechal Avod, because Chil Avod we learn in Chaf Gimel from the words Ki Mum Bo V'lo Yichalel, it's the mum that's Mechalel, the Heyois HaMum is Mechalel, and not the Shem Gavro. Now L'choyre L'shitas HaRambam, we have a problem. Because as we saw in the previous shir, the Rambam establishes that Mum Kavu and Mum Oiver are two different mitzvahs, because these are two different mahoyot. So how do we know, according to the Rambam, that as far as Chil Avod is concerned, that a mum oiver is machal avod, is just like a mum kavua. Since the Rambam holds they're two distinct laws, two distinct mitzvahs, so maybe only the mum kavua chamor is machal avod, and not the mum oiver hanakal, not the passing mum, only the mum kavua. Ubal kochen ukanal shemei etzem apasuk mevoar שהנידון מחמת המום עצמו הוא ולא מחמת שם הגברה. So it must be that from this pasuk, כי מום בו ולא יחלו, that it's telling us that it's the nidon is the mum itself and not the shem gavra. And if it's מחמת המום, לא שנה מום עובר ולא שנה מום קבוע, doesn't matter. And therefore, when it comes to Eino Shave B'Zaro Shel Aharon, where there's no mum, it's not included in the Chil Avod of Pasuk Chav Gimel. Because Pasuk Chav Gimel says that what's Mechal Avod? A mum! But Eino Shave B'Zaro Shel Aharon is not a mum. V'chol ze legabei ma sheba mechamat ha-mum atzmo. And that's all when we talk about what comes because of the mum itself. That's where you have the Chil Avod. אבל במה שנפעל על ידי המום שם בגברה, הרי נתחדש בפסוק חף א', שבעינו שווה בזרו של אהרון, נפעל בו עניין זה גם בלא מום. What about the Shem Gavra? Is it a different Shem Gavra even without a mum? The answer is yes. Eino Shove Bizarro Shel Aharon is no mum, but he's a different Shem Gavra. And therefore, he's not allowed to do the Avoda. Umimela. Wow. And here's the kicker, friends. This is amazing. The pshita sheyeshno hu bichlal halav hamivuar bepasuk yud zayin shenitbaer bedat haRambam shulav al gavra shemechamat ma sheyesh bo griuta bishmo al yedei mum yatsa mechlal avoda vu adin shekenu beino sheve bezaro shel Aaron sheyesh bo shinui mishar zaro shel Aaron umishum kach vaday lo keu al ze ukomo shekotev haRambam vehadvarim Niflaim biyoter. Once you establish that Eino Shavu Bizarro Shel Aharon is a psul in the Gavro, he's a different Gavro, he's not a Gavro that is allowed to bring Korbanos, so Memele is included in Pasuk Yud Zayin. Because according to the Rambam, as we explained in the previous shir, Pasuk Yud Zayin is talking about somebody who has a Greyusa, who has a lacking, who's inferior, and is Shem Gavra. Daber al Aaron lemor, ish mizarcha ledorotam asher yeh bo mum, lo yikrav lakriv lechem elokav. So as we explained at length in the previous shir, this is talking about somebody who's a psul Gavra. And what does it say about him? He is a different Shem Gavra. He doesn't have a Shem Gavra that's allowed to bring Korbanos. And what does it say about him? It says about him, Lo yikrav la'akriv lechem elokav. He's not allowed to be makriv the Korbanos. So what does that tell us? That tells us that anybody who has a psul in their shame gavra, he's not a gavra who's allowed to bring karbonis, he has this lav. So that includes a mum mamish, as Pasuk Yud Zayin says explicitly. And also, once we establish in Pasuk Chaf Aleph that Eino Shove Bizarro Shel Aharon is a psul gavra, Memele he's included in Pasuk Yud Zayin. And Pasuk Yud Zayin's also say Memele he gets a malchus. הדברים נפלאים ביותר מאירי עיניים ומשיבי נפש. במנחס חינוך, in mitzvah ayin reish hey, discusses the issue of kol bal mum, שכל בעל מום יש בו גם איסור של אינו שווה בזרעו של אהרון. ואולי ילקה שתיים, כי הוא גם בעל מום, הוא גם אינו שווה בזרעו של אהרון. והרמב״ם פוסק שאינו שווה בזרעו של אהרון גם לוקה. אז המנחת חינוך כותב שאולי משם אחד, no, maybe it's one shame. There's one shame of not being able to bring a carbon because of an irregularity in his body. So, Eino Shav Bizarro Shel Aharon, a Baal Mum is not going to also get it for Eino Shav Bizarro Shel Aharon. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses that. However, it's Muchroch like that, that it's Mishem Echad and he only gets Malkus once, because the Rambam in the 19th Perek of Hilchos Sanhedrin discusses the Minyan Halokim. All of those who get Malkus, a long list, and one of them is a Baal Mum Sheshimesh, Os Lamed. And if there's a special Chiyuv, if it's double trouble, then he should get two. And the Rambam doesn't give him two, he only gets one. One set of Malkus. So it must be that he is not getting two sets, he's only getting one set if he's got a Baal Mum And that's going to include the Baal Mum kite and the Einu Shava Bizarro Shel Aharon kite. So we still have more to say, and also we'd like to talk about the Din Bia Reikonis Be'Einu Shava Bizarro Shel Aharon, Rambam, in the sixth parak of Bias Mikdosh. And it is just so exciting to be able to continue. I hope B'li Neder B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we are Zoche to go weiter in this shir. We have one more leg of this journey, and until now it's been SA super awesome, and I hope to continue. I thank you so much for listening. And always remember that Sof Davar Kol Nishma Ve'et Elokim Yira Ve'et Mitzvotav Shmor Ki Ze Kol HaAdam. Shalom, shalom, B'li Neder. I hope to continue. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening.